WNSR.
What you are about to hear are the editorial opinions of award-winning talk show host Tom Abraham and former Titans Pro Bowler Brad Hopkins. WNSR and the Doghouse crew are in no way responsible for these opinions, and they suggest that you listen at your own risk.
Live from Music Row in Nashville, it's the Tom Abraham Show. To get your bark on, call 844-5600 or toll free at 888-702-5494. Now, here's the Big Dog and B-Hop.
And welcome back. Fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show. Brad Hopkins, along with Tom Abraham, glad you have joined us today. And we got some very, very encouraging news yesterday when we found out that Tom Cigaran and the ownership group of the Predators had worked out a deal to pick up the Boots Del Baggio investment. The numbers that were thrown out there were roughly, I guess, $15 million. They bought $24 million worth of Del Baggio's stock that he had, stake that he had, if you will, in the team. And this all sounds very, very positive. And joining us once again is the managing partner, one of the owners, Tom Cigaran of the Predators, from an airport at Nashville International Airport, I believe is where he's at, on the W3.
That's right.
Yeah, on the W3 Communications Hotline. Tom, we appreciate you joining us for a few moments here.
Real pleasure.
It's hard not to interpret this as anything other than extremely positive and further proof of commitment that this group and this team is not going anywhere. Are we reading it right?
As you said it very well. It really is a major financial stability step for the team, and really removes an uncertainty that was out there about Boots Del Baggio's bankruptcy estate and what they might do with the shares that they were holding, in a bankruptcy situation. And that hurt our ability to borrow money from banks and do things like that, because nothing a bank hates worse than a big unknown time frame liabilities that were out there. So getting this out of the way and reaching agreement with the trustee and putting this behind the team is not one of the glamorous things like signing our Lombardi and some of our other players that we've had a fabulous summer doing, but it's essential to the long-term stability of the team. And as you said, we are committed, the whole ownership group, to keeping the team in Nashville forever. And this is the first of several steps like this that we're going to take to make sure that happens.
Well, and I'll tell you, they say that perception is reality, and I'll share with you a story. I got an email from a family in Cleveland, Ohio, and they said that they are considering strongly moving to Nashville. They are huge, huge hockey fans, and one of the draws is that Nashville has an NHL team, and they're looking forward to living in an NHL city. Now, the guy went on to ask me, he said, I want to ask you, how secure is that team in that town? We hear rumors about them possibly moving to Kansas City and all this other kind of stuff, which I hadn't heard in a long time, to be honest with you. But that's that's that perception is reality thing. So, of course, I told him that the team is as solid as any team could be, and that there's a commitment here and so on and so forth. But there was a guy from Cleveland shooting me as a sports personality here in town an email asking me how secure the team was in town. And, so these are the kind of things that kind of get rid of that question. The only question now is when we're going to win a playoff series, not whether or not we're going to have a team here anymore.
Well, really not a playoff series. It's the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We're just
got to win a playoff series first to get there. But yeah, right.
We're going to win the Stanley Cup. And as I the things that have happened with the team over the last 6 weeks or so, the trades, the free agent signings, the signing of some of our really young future superstars, the Blake Jeffreyons and others. I mean, the team has had, from a player standpoint, absolutely the best 6 weeks in its history. And this team next year is so exciting. The players are excited about playing. The coaches are excited, and so are we. We would like it if the season started tomorrow. But it's October 9th is our first home game, and so we're counting the days.
Tom, speaking of your ownership team, any potential additions, a.k.a. Brett Wilson from Calgary maybe?
Yeah, we're talking to Brent and other people, but the one thing we are going to do for sure in this purchase of Boots of Stock makes that a lot more certain is we're going to maintain control of this, and we always want to own about 70%. So we can have outsiders for up to 30%, but no more than that, because we don't ever want to be in a position of losing control, because that could lead to leaving town, and we're not going to let that happen. That's why we invested in the first place.
Yeah, well, so there you go, Hop. So I see Hop wanted to buy 40% himself. You know, he's got all that old NFL money, and he figured, you know.
Well, they're all rich guys, those
football players. Got all kinds of donuts. He said,
don't you believe it.
Maybe I'll buy those Predators, and then he'd get in there, and that'd be good.
Yeah.
That would work.
you
buy tickets to the game,
I haven't seen him in a Predators game recently.
I've been there.
Past years, I used to see you a lot.
Yeah, you did too, Tom. You did.
That's right. You know, yeah.
Hey, Tom, let me ask you this real quick. Are you going to be one of those Jerry Jones type owners? Hands on, got the skates on? No?
Nope.
Ah, come on.
I want to guarantee you that that's not the case. when it comes to the hockey team, to say David Poile, that's why he gets the big bucks. He's the best, I think, the best in the league at identifying great players, and he and his coaching staff developing them, and that's essential to our success. And you can see what kind of lineup we're going to have. I mean, we had this event recently, the Skate of the Union mm-hmm. thing, and at one table there were like six of these young guys sitting there. I mean, it was, and Blake Jeffrion was standing up doing his Hobie Baker thing, but it was just one after another. They're bigger, they're faster, they're more skilled. And then, you know, players we've had historically. And then we have, Matt Lombardi, who's the number one free agent, center, who's going to really make a difference. And Kostitsyn, a Russian who has great talent. You know, so we're going to have a team that's going to be fun to watch, and it's going to be a winning team. And as I said, we're not happy till we get the Stanley Cup.
I get accused of being one of the guys in the business here in town that's a bit of a cheerleader or maybe a myopic or whatever. I think it to be positive is what I am. I'm positive about our teams. And some of our more negative brethren in the business, when Jason Arnott was traded, for example, immediately went to, salary dump. See, they can't afford guys, blah, blah, blah. I sit there and I look at it and say, you know what? Loved Arnie. He gave us all he had. Some of these other guys that had been in here. But the bottom line is, ain't working. All right, and if it ain't working, you got to change. You either stagnate, you stay the same, you get worse, or you get better. And I don't look at it as a salary dump. I look at it as an opportunity to change it up and dare to be better, and that's okay.
This is a number that is not widely known, but when we took over the team, between the time we took it over and this coming season, the payroll has increased 50%. 50%. And that was because we're committed to putting a winning team on the ice.
Yeah.
And this is during, one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression. There aren't any businesses that are increasing their payrolls by, 15%. We've increased it 50.
Right.
So we're committed not just to keeping the team in Nashville, but we're hockey fans too. We want to go and watch a team win, and we want to win the Stanley Cup. And we're serious about it.
But I just think it would be unbelievable. When I think about what happened in Chicago and the way that city got turned on, and that's a long time NHL city, when I think about us continuing to have such tremendous attendance and being over 14,000 last year again and continuing to go up in a terrible economy and continuing to go up, I think to myself, good God, what would happen if we made a Stanley Cup run? It would be impossible to get in the building. It would be the hottest thing in town. It would be unbelievable. And those of us that are longtime hockey fans and grew up with it in our blood, just can't wait to have that day to see that thing skated around this around the Bridgestone Arena.
Well, we're committed to winning the Stanley Cup. We're also committed to filling the building, and we're going to do that whether we win the Stanley Cup one year or not the next, etc. There are plenty of people in the Nashville market who, if they go to one hockey game or two hockey games, they get hooked on it because it is a tremendously exciting game, very intense, very skillful, very fast. No dead time, no downtime. It's just a great game, and when they show up, they'll stay. They'll buy a package of three tickets, and then 12, and then maybe a season ticket. And so we're gonna fill the building. That's our long term goal. But it's a marathon, not a sprint. And we're in this for the long term. And what we did with Boost was just step one of a series of things that we're gonna do to strengthen the financial position of the team.
Tom, our show producer, Charlie, and I have had many discussions about the Predators, and one thing that we think is lacking is the link between the two professional teams here in Nashville. What's something you think can be done to kind of, you know, grow the relationship between the two? Because we know that when the Titans win, you know, people want to spend money, and when the Predators win, people want to spend money. So how do you link the two?
We have always been supportive and not competitors, and I think that goes both ways. I mean, Vince came to the arena year before last, and he was out on the ice throwing T-shirts, you know, throwing T-shirts 70 yards. But
and he completed like 54% of them.
He did. It was, you know, so we've had support from other players who come, and they're, you know, they come to games because they like the sport. And so we're totally supportive, and I have four season tickets for the Titans. And, you know, I'm a Titans fan, and et cetera. So we're not competitive. We're supportive, as you said. You know, if we both win, it's good for the city and it's good for sports fans. And when sports fans get excited, they'll go to lots of games.
And Tom, finally, you know, we're on 97.7 The Zone down in North Alabama, all throughout North Alabama, down at Huntsville area as well. And I know that that's a very important area for you guys. There are many, many season ticket holders that come out of Madison County down there, Athens, Decatur, all that area. And that's an important market for you as well. It's an hour and a half drive to great hockey.
And they come.
Yeah, they do.
And I guess it started when a lot of the people who were recruited to go to Huntsville to work in the space program were from the north and were hockey fans. And then they had a good youth hockey program down there, because my son, growing up, he's now 38, still plays hockey. But when he was, you know, 7, 10, 12, we used to go down there for, you know, travel games, what do you call it?
Right.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they always had a very competitive group of young hockey players, and so, you know, they're fans. We're the closest team, and they sort of adopted us, and we appreciate their support.
Yeah, Jeff Rand's got some family down there too. I mean, one of his uncles or so, you know, one of those Jeff Rands lives down there.
He's also got family in Williamson County.
Where
he's from.
So. That's right. So I know he's got you know, they're big in this region. That's for sure. All right, we appreciate you taking time. I know you're at the airport. We hear you. It sounds like they're boarding your plane or something. I don't know what's going on behind you, but
well, thanks, Tom. Always a pleasure.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
See you, Brad.
See you, Tom.
Tom Sigurand. I am so geeked up for this season.